Last year, we saw a fairly steady cost of harvesting, again, pick and roadside, of about $1.70, $1.75, pretty much through the middle of April. And then from April, late April on into June, we saw a rather dramatic increase, especially in the piece rate. We saw the prices go up to over $1.40 a box in early June, and we got reports from growers paying upwards to $2.50 to $3 a box just to pick the fruit. So to put in the trailer, maybe you're talking $5 to $6 a box just to put into the trailer. Those are numbers I've never heard of in the 15 years I've been in Florida. So it's a significant impact. A few years back, Ron Moraro and I, along with some other people, did some work on regulatory costs. And this is a labor cost because you need to have someone in the office or someone in an organization tracking compliance issues, whether it's tracking compliance with respect to chemicals or payroll or canker, and I guess it was a little more important a few years back, things like, you know, fuel tanks and maintaining regulations on that. So we did a little survey, and it came up with something like at least 30-some dollars an acre across all sizes of operations to handle these kinds of costs. So you're paying someone that kind of money just to stay in compliance with these different regulations. And if you figure 400 boxes to the acre, you're talking about 8 cents a box. So it adds up. It adds up pretty quickly. Minimum wage will continue to go up, and that's going to have an impact on costs, future costs, as well as it already has already had in current costs. And as the minimum wage goes up, given that the worker productivity is not really going to change a whole lot, the necessary piece rate that goes to workers has to go up in order to cover that minimum wage threshold. So anyway, that's going to create another significant challenge for growers. There was, I think, a huge debate, certainly in the state of Florida, as across the country, about immigration and a strong anti-immigration rhetoric. And it was interesting to see how the piece rates for harvesting citrus jump dramatically around late April, early May, which coincided to our legislature's debate over immigration reform. I don't have data to actually prove this, but the thought is that maybe a lot of workers are being scared away from Florida, from agriculture in Florida or in other parts of the country as well. And that's going to create a shortage of workers, if that's in fact true. That would create a further shortage and a need to become more reliant on guest workers. I will say there is a way out for growers of citrus that are shaking or that are removing fruit for juice, and that is mechanical harvesting.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.